This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mesquite. Fall in southeastern Arizona always means warm, dry days, breezy, warm, dry days. You know, I always get a hint of it in late summer, probably because I'm looking for it. Because, you know, I'm going to tell you straight up, I love fall. But on a summer day, maybe, when the monsoon has stalled for a bit and there is no humidity, you know that day or two when your evaporative cooler actually works again, and you're outside and a dry breeze blows across the land, it's just a hint of what's to come. And so here we are, the warm, dry days of fall. Morning temperatures have dropped into the 50s. The sun comes up later and later, and its southern angle shines a different light across the land. The dry seed heads of grasses are glorious in the light of early morning or late afternoon. You know, on so many occasions, I've hunkered down in a sea of native grasses and tried to capture with my camera, try and capture those beautiful seed heads, squatted down at eye level with the seed heads of blue grama or hairy grama, you know, and I'm staring out across an ocean of beige seed that look like so many eyelashes. I've just got to capture it in a photo. There's so much to do around our homestead near the banks of the Ojalote. Oh, my gosh. But one day, Ms. Mesquite and I put on our blinders so as not to see the chores and got in our truck and headed to the hills. First, our dirt road out to the two-lane highway, 2 miles of blacktop, and then onto a dirt road that took us 30 miles and into the lower hills and southern half of the Chiricahua Mountains, where we knew we'd find water, some trickling, some flowing, glorious water. We were so excited to get out. We were definitely out of practice as we seemed to forget to throw stuff in the truck, but we remembered water and remembered food, so we were pretty set. And we rumbled along one of our favorite roads, crossing wet and dry dips in the road. And that road goes across magnificent plateaus at the base of the mountains, drops low, then climbs slowly again. The gray senecio, the thread-leaf ragwort. I think it's senecio flaccidus now. Yeah. Those classic senecio yellow daisy flowers on it were covered in moths and butterflies, wasps and bees. What a cool pollinator plant. And we were in the land of Apache plumes, huge plants with their pink feathery seed atop the branches. It's in the rose family, Rosaceae. Gotta be one of my favorite families. Huge family, 91 genera worldwide, but listen, close to 20 genera native to Arizona. So I'm not counting the apples, peaches, pears, cherries, whatever in your orchard. I'm counting the native genera in Arizona. You know, but onward we drove through the thick stands of Fallujah, the Apache plume, and as we were climbing into an oak woodland, we saw and smelled a sweet smell, another plant in Rosaceae, cliff rose. Oh, yeah. Oh, my. The creamy yellow flowers of this scraggly shrub are so fragrant. And I must say, it's quite floriferous. And like Apache plume, after the flower's done, the styles that sit atop the seed are persistent. They stick around and are fuzzy. And so the shrub in seed is a big old fuzzy mess. It really is. The scientific name of cliff rose is Persia Mexicana. It used to be Cauwenia Mexicana, among other names, but Persia, after a German-born American botanist of the early 1800s, Frederick Persch. Mexicana, where it was first described, and my goodness, it covers a lot of territory in western and northern Mexico. It has quite a geographic range in Arizona and as well, and is found from 3,000 feet to 8,000 feet in elevation. How cool is that? It's very cool. So Ms. Mesquite and I were at around 6,000 feet and pretty excited, as in a couple weeks, that seed would be ready. But hey, we went on, we left, and we went on to go wade in water and ooh and ah over huge sycamores and Arizona cypress and find acorns on Arizona white oak. And we realized as we're doing all this, we got to do this more. We need more dirt roads into the hills. Yeah, we do. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.